You're listening to the World's Team Podcast. It's not just America's team, Cowboys Nation. It's the world's team. Now, here are your hosts, Paul Stewart and Mike Poland.
How about this, Cowboys?
Welcome back to the World's Team Podcast, brought to you by the Belief Network and powered by FanDuel Sportsbook. We're also sponsored by Cowboys Experience for stadium tours, tailgating, and so much more. Please go check out www.cowboysexperience.com and use the discount code WORLDSTEAM2025. Ladies and gentlemen, it's week one. The game is almost upon us. We're here to break down the biggest rivalry in the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles. We've got injury updates, FanDuel sports odds, key matchups, and some bold predictions for tonight's game. Now, let me bring in my co-host. It's the Welshman himself. You can find him on bloggingtheboys.com. It's no other than Mr. Mike Poland. How are we doing, brother?
Yeah, let's do this. I have unwavering optimism. You know me, I never bet against the Cowboys, even though everything is favored towards the Eagles, especially when you think not just the rivalry, the fact that they're going to be flying the championship banner, it's at home, it's the home opener, it's the season opener, everything is going the Eagles' way.
They won't be flying, they'll be crying.
Ah, I like it. Yeah, here's an interesting statistic for you, though. I like this one. Is that week one divisional, because the Cowboys are underdogs, week one divisional underdogs in NFL history have a record of 37 wins to 15 losses.
Interesting. You're starting to become like RJ in this matter, are you?
Yeah, maybe he's rubbing off over at Blogging the Boys, yeah.
Yeah, so like, honestly, some of the statistics that RJ comes up with, I'm like, how do you find out about this? It's ridiculous. but yes, folks, the game will be kicking off at 1:20 a.m. here in the United Kingdom, 2:20 a.m. in mainland Europe, and if you're in Central Time, it'll be 7:20 p.m. if you're in Central Time back in America. So, but yes, it's a big game, big rivalry, Cowboys versus Eagles. Does not get any bigger than that. But first thoughts, Mike, are you nervous, excited going into this game?
Excited. You're just talking now about odds, right? I know we'll get into the odds section in a minute.
Odds by FanDuel.
FanDuel, yeah. We'll do that in a second. But I know we'll do the injury report first. But initial thoughts on it all is that the Cowboys are underdogs in this game. And I actually like that, because when the Cowboys are favourites to win, they come out with almost like an air of arrogance that, like next week against the Giants, they'll be heavy favourites to win, and they'll think that they can just stroll through the game and win it. But when they're underdogs, and their backs are up against the wall, and they're in the corner, and they've got to come out swinging and punching, that seems to be those games where suddenly you're like, oh, well, hold on now. That's this type of game.
I just hope the sports odds are actually more against the Cowboys in that one. I mean, it's more money for us if you do win, obviously. That would be great. But yeah, like, I mean, we've seen it so many times over and over the past couple of years. Like, take the Arizona Cardinals game where Joshua Dobbs beat us. We were massively favourites to win that game. And we got absolutely stomped. It was just like, it was painful to watch. But before we do go into the injury report, I do want to mention this is the defining moment for Brian Schottenheimer, I really think.
Opening day, yeah. I mean,
Does not get any bigger.
But what's interesting about this, the thing we spoke about in the offseason with Schottenheimer, everything has looked great up to now, okay? He's said all the right things in press conferences. He's made all the right free agency moves, draft moves. You see fights breaking out in Oxnard. What does he do? Makes him run suicide sprints for the rest.
Discipline.
Yeah. And you're seeing all these things and you're going, box tick. Now, let's say for argument's sakes, the Cowboys hit a road bump in this game and things are all going wrong. The thing you want to be seeing in this game isn't necessarily if the Cowboys will win or lose. For me, and I'm talking, obviously, overall, you want them to win. But, I mean, what I'm talking about is in the narrative of Schottenheimer. So things are going wrong in this game. How is he able to deal with that controversy and raise the, be the tide that raises all ships when things are going wrong? And that's what I want to see from Schottenheimer in this game. Look, first game out, let's see, the training wheels are now off. Things are going to go wrong in this game. Things are going to hit you and slap you in the face, and you're going to have to deal with it. How does he deal with that? That's what I'm watching, Shai.
Well, don't mention about being slapped because finally my black eye's finally gone. But but you get what I mean. But
Cage
but
yeah, fighting again, mate.
No, I was no.
Cage no, fight. No. Say that. Just say that, and they don't need to know the truth.
Well, if anyone's curious to know, I'll let them know on social media. Then there we go.
And yeah, Paul used to be a cage fighter, just so you know.
Well, Thai boxer, close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough.
But anyway, but yeah, like. I feel for like Brian Schottenheimer, like this is his moment to really like all the years being offensive coordinator, being in the NFL, but never had a head coach. This is his moment. What way to do it by going to Lincoln Financial Field on their parade, when all they're singing their I'm not even gonna sing their chant because they're
Just don't even bother.
Yeah, but. But what perfect way to start your Dallas Cowboys career is eliminating the Philadelphia Eagles at home on their parade. Like, that's a good start to your career as your head coach.
Yeah, I mean, that would springboard everything from there. Because it would everything else wouldn't matter because you shut the Eagles up on their big night. On their big night out, you took it from them.
Yep. But without further ado, we'll move on to the next segment, which is the injury report. So, as it stands right now for the Philadelphia Eagles, backup quarterback Tanner McKee is out. But unfortunately, the good news for them is Landon Dickerson, Jalen Carter, Josh Uche, and Andrew McCubber are all fully practiced and really ready to go. Any thoughts on that, Mike?
No, what was interesting, Jalen Carter being hurt, and you had their offensive guard going through whatever the issue was there. I think shoulder, I believe, possibly. I
believe it was. Yeah. Let me just verify that.
That's right. Well, anyway, those two players, you wonder what level of health they'll be going into this game. Dickerson is massive on what that team tries to do with Barkley on inside runs. If you can get Osa and our shiny new nose tackle in there, shoving them around and pushing the pocket back, then that will be interesting. But what is interesting as well is how that injury with Dickerson relates to Osa Odighizuwa in terms of getting to Jalen Hurts. Because what you've got to remember is last season, Osa Odighizuwa had 60, he finished the season with 60 total pressures. Among defensive tackles, that was third most in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, if that's one thing. That's why he was given that new contract.
Yeah.
Like
the inside pressure wins every time.
And that's the thing. When you're a free tech or a one tech, you're not going to have that luxury of getting those statistics of sacks and tackles for loss as much as defensive end. Well, maybe tackles for loss, yes, especially in the run game, yes. But in terms of getting to the quarterback is much more difficult. But if you can put pressures, that's the main statistic when it comes to the interior defensive line.
Always
look at pressures. If you can put pressure on the quarterback, it's going to force them to do mistakes. It might come up as an interception or a pass deflection. Like, who knows? But either way, if you're putting pressure on that quarterback, then that whole line is struggling massively.
I mean, as I say, inside pressure wins every time. At the end of the day, the straightest way between two points is a straight line. So if your defensive tackle, who's lined in front or just off shoulder of a quarterback, he's got a pretty clear straight line. And if he's doing that the third most in the NFL, then that means that's a hell of a lot of pressure getting to that quarterback very quickly. And as I say, I agree with you that everyone always looks at tackles for loss, sacks especially. The trouble is your nose and your three tech. There's statistics for that position that never show up. It's a very selfless position. And it's the things that they do, if they're doing it right, ends up with the rest of your defense. It's like a traffic cone. Everything spreads out from there.
The best way to kind of describe it, it's like I'm trying to find the right way to describe
it. It's this very selfless position. You have to be selfless to play the nose or a defensive tackle position.
No. I've got this double team. It's like if you make that sack, you take all the glory.
That's basically it, really.
Because you see all the linebackers making plays. You're seeing all the defensive ends making plays by beating the outsides because that's the more speed kills position in the defensive line. But whereas the more closer into the interior, it's all about brute strength and getting off those blocks, pretty much.
And holding the gap. And, your defensive ends, if they're squeezing, setting the edge and forcing running backs back inside, and then your defensive tackle is doing his job with the inside pressure, then what happens is linebackers flow to the ball carrier and just kill the game.
Yeah. Well, speaking about defensive tackles,
for
the Dallas Cowboys serve the ball, Pierre-Warren Winfrey is officially out.
Yes.
But in some very positive news, Mike, Trevon Diggs is cleared. He's ready to go. Mm-hmm. Tyler Guyton is also ready to go, which is massive for Dak Prescott. Yeah. And also CD Lamb is active. I think there were some articles and some reports that he had a wee minor injury there and there, but he's good to go. So Dallas is close to full strength as you could actually possibly imagine right now. So we're going in full on cylinders here, Mike, pretty much.
Yeah. The big one, I wonder with Trevon Diggs, given the fact of the type of injury it is, the length of time that it took to rehab, and the importance of having him there because the cornerback position is it's thin in terms of depth.
I wouldn't say thin. I would say fragile.
Questionably thin,
Well, I would say fragile.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, like, you're going to have Diggs and Elam, Bland playing the natural position of the slot. But I just wonder, given Diggs's situation, are they going to put him on a pitch count? Are they going to be like, right, that's enough for us with you for now? Because don't forget, AJ Brown was dealing with injuries of his own up until late.
Yeah, that's very true. But yeah, it's very interesting to see how things move along. But the big one for me is Tyler Guyton. Tyler Guyton. There's way too many. Way too many. Like for Guyton to be back on the field, that will definitely ease some tension, like, especially for Dak, like, in terms of, like, he knows he's got his left tackle, but the question is Tyler Guyton improved from last year? That's the question.
I would say, based on, and it's a very small sample size, what we got in training camp in Oxnard preseason, things did look a lot cleaner with Guyton. Footwork was better, hand placement was better. Unfortunately, we didn't get a full preseason to judge it and watch it. So, but the limited, what we did see was better, did look nicer, did look much more improved.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, moving on to our next segment, which is the betting odds, pretty much. So checking the FanDuel Sportsbook betting odds, the Eagles are 8.5 points favorite. The money line is the Eagles are -429. The Cowboys are +340. The over and under is set at 47.5 points. I think the spread tells the story. Odds makers are seeing Dallas struggling without Parsons now, but if you're an underdog bet, 3+40 has some juice to it, pretty much. And it's me, if I'm the bet man, I'm putting my money on Dallas. I'll be putting my money on Dallas anyway, but at those odds, sign me up.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned at the start of the show, divisional rivals playing week one, the odds, historically, they favour the underdog.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes, folks, be sure to go and check out the FanDuel Sports app. And if you want to put them in, go and check it out. And there's your odds.
Yeah, let us know how you got on.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Mike. What is your key matchups for this game? I have my two key matchups. I know you might have some somewhat different, but I'm being more specific with mine. So my first one is the Eagles offensive line versus, and we already talked about these two players already, and that's Kenny Clark and Osa Adigizua. If they two can actually clog up the interior and prevent the running lanes for Saquon in the inside, that's going to be massive.
Yes. I mean, we've just gone through Osa's stats. Kenny Clark, you got to remember, last year, Pro Bowl winning nose tackle, that says a lot. Rotation, I think, for this game is important. But what is also important, in order for Osa and Kenny to both win on the inside, it requires guys like Dante Fowler, Sam Williams, to ensure that they set that edge for stopping Saquon Barkley running to the outside. We've seen his highlight clip from last year. Those runs on the outside are killer.
I think this is where Marshawn Nealand becomes vital to this one.
His strength that he can pose as a bookend on the outside, yes, I agree.
Yes. Yeah.
You also need to do, if you're setting the edge with those two guys, and if you want Osa and Kenny to win on the inside, you're also going to need a quarterback spy, basically to watch for Jalen Hurts, because he's got wheels to run on the outside as well.
Yeah, and I think that's where it comes down to with the linebackers. Like, and that's the thing. We're kind of unsure where our linebackers are at this moment, because we haven't seen much of Sanborn. We haven't seen Murray at all.
Mm.
And obviously we've got
Leifu,
who has been on fire during preseason. So he's taking the right stride. So I think like Leifu would be the key man to watch to be that spy for, because he's got the agility for it. He's got the speed for it. So I think he'll be the main man to look out for Jalen Hurts in the run play option. But also on my other key matchups, mate, before we go into yours, is on offense, I've got CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens against the Philadelphia defense, especially with the cornerbacks right now are kind of on the thin side as well.
Mm. Yeah, so one of my key matchup is both CeeDee and Pickens on the outside. Interesting statistic is George Pickens last season, obviously not with the Cowboys over at Pittsburgh, led the league in deep receiving receptions, so of 20 yards or more. Pickens led the league in receptions and receiving yards. Last season, the Eagles allowed the seventh most air yards on defense. But what is also interesting that ties with this is that Dak Prescott in 2023, which is his last full season, he led the league in air yards as well. So this, for me, key matchup. You talked about the defensive back situation. You've now got George Pickens up against a defense with a Vic Fangio defense, really trying to clog the inside, really in the middle of that field. Linebackers, he likes his linebackers to be mobile, float around in the middle there. That now means that Pickens becomes a very much a key matchup, and people have been excited about Pickens being here, but Pickens is like, this is the ideal game for him. It's this game that's perfectly ideal. The Eagles will allow those deep shots. All defenses have a weak spot. They have to crack somewhere. For the Eagles, it's there. So that's one for me. The other key matchup, which I think is very, very important, is the Cowboys have, obviously, it's their first real main regular season game without Zach Martin. They've got a rookie right guard in there. I guarantee you, they are going to try and hammer him. You've got Jalen Carr. And the Eagles' defensive line loves to crash on the right-hand side. That Jalen Carr, you notice, he's always on the left-hand side of their defensive line. And then you've got Nolan Smith coming in behind. You guarantee they are going to try and hammer Tyler Booker in this game. But Tyler Buchan can make a statement here that if he can hold his own and prove to everybody he is what everyone thinks he is and holds up, the idea of what people will think of that draft pick will totally change in this game. If he can hold his own there and keep Dak Prescott as clean as he can and get what he's really good at is getting into this next level and like combo blocking up into the linebackers to allow runs for like Javonte Williams.
Well, that's a good...
That's a big win.
I wouldn't say this is a key matchup, but my question is, do you think we might expect to run the ball a lot in this game because knowing how good their run defense is and knowing how bad their pass defense can be at times?
I agree, but you can't have a game with just entire passing. So they're going to have to keep the defense honest. You can sprinkle a little bit of Jalen Blue in there with like these extended handoffs in like the screen game. But you're still going to have to get Javonte Williams to just basically at least be physical with those defensive tackles and go, we're still willing to run it up the middle in these A and B gaps.
Yeah. Do you have any more key matchups you're very interested in, Mike?
Another interesting one that I quite like. I like this one. Last season, the Cowboys were second. They came second in kickoff return yards. The Eagles allowed the seventh most. Kevontae Turpin, giving you good field position on offense each time, that could go a long way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I have no response to that, but
I've got another statistic that we can play with if you want.
No, but I'm just saying it's making me feel a lot more comfortable going into this game, knowing this type of stuff, like knowing the history and stuff like that. And it has kind of proven itself time and over and time again. And like, we've got the best kicker in the league right now with Brandon Aubrey as well. We know that's going to be good. In case we don't make it to like into the end zone, we've got Brandon Aubrey there. But I think
Do we really want me to give you some positives, something positive here?
Right, go for it, mate.
Really
for it.
Make you feel good.
Go for it.
Dak Prescott against the Eagles is 9-4. When he's been the starting quarterback, the Cowboys have won 4 of the last 5 meetings.
What about Jalen Hurts, though?
Jalen Hurts, believe it or not, is 4-3. So he's razor thin. I had that one ready.
I thought I just put you on the spot there. Sorry,
no, you didn't. I had that one locked and loaded.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's that is very reassuring. Like in that, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I have utmost confidence that I think it's going to be a tough game. My personal opinion.
Of course, it is. Yeah.
Like it always will.
It's a division. It's a divisional game. All division games are tough.
Yeah. It's always a tough game, but. Where we're at this topic now, we might as well get our score predictions, Mike. Our first score predictions for the season. And also our bowl predictions. In case anyone doesn't know what our bowl predictions is, we can mention, say, for example, Dak Prescott is going for over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's our bowl prediction. Or, for example, Kenny Clark gets a strip sack or something like that. Something wild, something a bit very bold, you know. But let's do our score predictions first, Mike. How do you have the score line for the Dallas Cowboys?
Thank you very much, Brandon Aubrey. The Cowboys win 23-21.
Jeez, really? Wow, okay. I was not expecting that, Mike. I was not. Yeah. So you're going So you're going under with the betting odds.
Cowboys are winning this one, baby.
No. I'm talking about in terms of the total points.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Going for the under. Yeah.
So me, I am going over the betting odds provided by FanDuel, which is 47.5. I've got the Cowboys 28, Eagles 20, by 0.5 points.
Okay. All right. Yep. I see what you're doing. Thinking with your head. I'm going with my heart.
Yep. and I'll go first with my bold prediction. I think this is going to be the George Pickens show. I really do. Yeah. So the reason I'm saying that is like everyone's going to be focused on CeeDee Lamb. especially with the backup corners that they're supposedly be starting tonight. What way to do it is, who's going to mark George Pickens? So for that, I'm going 100 plus yards and 2 touchdowns for George Pickens. That's my bold prediction for this game.
All right. I got one for you then, right? My bold prediction is this is the first real game we've seen from Sam Williams in 2 years. He's coming out. Ooh. He's coming guns blazing. He's going to get the teams. He's going to register. Not only is he going to register the team's first sack of the year, he's also going to register the team's first forced fumble, and he's going to recover it.
What? He's doing a whole works in one game? Okay.
He's having a sack, forced fumble, and a recovery.
Right, okay. Well, fumble, he could actually recover at the same time.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm thinking. So, yeah.
Okay. I like it. And what way to do it? Like, now with the departure of Micah Parsons, it's time for everyone to step up. And we've had the honor and pleasure talking to Sam Williams on multiple occasions. And he's an awesome guy. Like, it's just a shame what happened to him last year, like, with the injury and that. But have you seen his workout videos? He is putting in the work. He is looking in fantastic shape. He had a great training camp. Remember the pick six he had? Like, a defensive lineman with a pick six?
Yeah.
Like, so, and he was literally running back to the end zone like Forrest Gump. It was like, whoa. Like,
and don't forget that, like, that in 2023, we saw him as a gunner on special teams.
That's right. I'm inclined to go with your bet, actually. Like, that's actually quite a good one. All right. Let's try and come up with one more, then we'll finish up. So another bold prediction, one each. I'm going, like, obviously my score line kind of dictates what's going to happen. So I don't think there's going to be any field goals from Brandon Aubrey.
Oh, I've got many.
So you're going the opposite. So that's your bold prediction, three field goals, right? Okay. Sorry, my dog is trying to grab some attention here.
He's just destroying your office.
Yep. My other bold prediction. Oh, I've got a good one. Maris Leofu.
Ooh.
Four tackles for loss. Think about it. The RPO.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz. Okay. He's running down for the blitz. He's the one that's going to be running down. He's going to make that hit. Especially even if Saquon Barkley doesn't even reach to the line of scrimmage, who's going to be there? Maris Leofu. Thank you.
And you talked about the Eagles' run defense. My bold prediction is on offense, Javonte Williams scores the team's first offensive touchdown.
If Phil Maffa was there, I would have said him.
Possibly, yeah, getting into the red zone.
If it was in red zone, I would have said Phil Maffa. But
the issue there being is the Eagles' defense on red zone is actually very efficient. Where last year the Cowboys' offense in the red zone was very poor. Obviously, this Cowboys' offense is completely overhauled. It's totally different. Eagles kind of stayed the same. So I would say red zone is going to be a huge question mark because we know how good the Eagles defense is, but how good is the Cowboys offense in the red zone this year?
Yeah. Well, that's it, folks. That is our pregame rundown with all the injuries, the odds, the matchups, and obviously our predictions. So just to reiterate again, I went for the Cowboys 28-20. Mike's went for 23-21.
That's the one.
So we're both going for the Cowboys in this one. We're feeling quite optimistic. New start of the season with Brian Schottenheimer taking the realms of the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, it's still a bit tender, knowing it's only still recent with the whole Micah Parsons situation. But I think going forward, we are going to be on the more upside of growing things. But thank you for tuning in to the World's Team podcast. And don't forget, we are powered by FanDuel Sportsbook and sponsored by Cowboys Experience. Go to www.cowboysexperience.com and use the World's Team code WORLDSTEAM2025. And we'll be back after the game with the full breakdown. And until then, let's go Cowboys. And it's not just America's team, it is the World's Team. We'll see you guys next time.
That's a wrap on the World's Team podcast. Smash that like button and hit subscribe, Cowboys Nation. This ain't just America's team, it's your team.
Touchdown!
It's the World's Team, only on Bleav, where real fans live.
How about them Cowboys?